Begin the current daf Masechet Yuma daf Chotal. We begin 8 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of this perek, discussing the halachas of Trumas Hadeshen. So the Gemara begins with the following question: Bayir Bavin, Trumas Hadeshen Bekama. Again, Trumas Hadeshen is when there's the ashes that are left over from the whole night of the different parts of the animals that were burning on the Maroch, on the Mizbeach. Then we take a harama, we take a portion, which is a shovelful, of the ashes, we put on this, and we carry it down to the side of the Mizbeach, and we leave it over there. So how much of the dashen has to be taken off? So the Gemara explains the question. Mitrumas Maiser Yafin La? Do we learn the harama, the truma, which is says in the Pasuk, Beherim, which is a terminology that we find by Trumas Maiser, which is when the Levi gets Maiser, he has to take off a tenth of his Maiser, which it says, V'hari Maiser Mimeno, that he has to take off one tenth. And the same thing would apply with the Deshen of the Maroch, that you would have to take off one tenth of the ashes and put that on the side of Mizbeach. Or maybe you learn out from the Pasuk by the spoils of the war with Midian, where it says in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Aleph, V'hari Maiser Mechas Lashem, you should take off taxes for Hashem, which is one out of every 500th that they had to take off a harama. And maybe that's what it would mean, that's how much ashes, 1/500th of the ashes have to be taken as a harama for the Trumas Hadeshen and put on the side of Mizbech. So is it 1/10th? Is it 1/500th? So the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here, the Torah Reb Chia, that Reb Chia taught in the Braisa, that it's actually learned from somewhere else. Nemar Khan Meherim, it says over here in the Pasuk of Meyikra regarding Trumas Hadeshen, it says Meherim that he should separate. This is the truma of the deshen. The nemalahalan, it says over there by the koimetz of the mincha, by a flower offering, where it says veherim, there it also says that he should separate. And that is malahalan bakumtze, just like over there where it says the same word veherim, it has to be with a fistful of the flower. Afkan bakumtze here also, regarding the trumas deshen, we learn it out from the harama of the koimetz, which it shouldn't be less than what an estimate of what a fistful of the ashes would be. But if you want, you could do more, as Rashi proves, because you can't say it had to be exactly a fistful, because you can't stick your hands at the hot burning coals of the ashes to figure out what's a fistful. So it just means that it shouldn't be less than that. But obviously, when you take the shovelful, it could be even more than that. But that's the minimum amount that had to be for the Trumas Hadeshen. Now, on this topic of Trumas Hadeshen, the Gemara brings Amar Rav. Rav said, and that is, although all the avodas in the Beis HaMikdash had to be done by a kohen, there is a azhara, there's a lav, there's a negative prohibition for a zar, a non-kohen, to do the avoda. But there isn't a chiyuv misa, a punishment of death, only by the following 4 avodas. That is, arba avodas zar chayav alein misa. Only for the following 4 services is a non-kohen chayav misa. He's obligated in death if he violates these 4 avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, and they are zrika. They are throwing the blood, v'haktara, and burning those items which are burnt, v'nischamayim, pouring the water that's done on the Yom Tov Sukkos, v'nischayim, and pouring the wine of the Nesachim. For those 4 avodas, if the non-kohen does it, he's chayiv misa. But Levi, Amar Levi says, he adds on another one, he says, abtrim sadeshin. Even the topic that we're discussing at hand, that of separating of the ashes, that it was also an avodah that the zar would be chayiv misa. Actually, that's how Levi taught in his brises, in his versions, that av Trumas Hadeshen, so too Trumas Hadeshen would be one of those that desires chayiv misa. So now the Gemara asks, to understand this machlokes between Rav and Levi, why do they argue regarding if Trumas Hadeshen is considered an avodah that zar would be chayiv misa on or not? So the Gemara says, my time with the Rav. What's the reason of Rav that he holds only these 4 avodahs and not Trumas Hadeshen that would be chayiv misa for a zar? So he said, as it says in the Pasuk of Bamidbar, it says, "Va'ato v'necha yitro," that you and your sons with you, you are in the kohen and the kahanim, tishmeres kohenaskam, you should watch, you should safeguard your kohuna. In other words, make sure only the kahanim do the avodah. L'chol dvar ha-mizbeach ulemibes l'pareches, for all the things that are done with the mizbeach, and those which are inside the curtain, inside the kodesh kodeshim, v'avadetem, and you should do the avodah. And again, the end of this pasuk is where v'hazar ha-karav yumes, as the Gemara brings the end of the pasuk, Avodas matana etin is konascham, that a gift of avoda I have given your kahuna, v'hazar ha-karav yumes, and the halach is, the pasuk tells us that if the non-kohen comes close to do these avodas, he's going to die. So Rav is going to translate the pasuk to show that there's certain criteria for the halach of hazar ha-karav yumes based on the different definitions that are brought down in the pasuk. And therefore he says it's only these 4 and not Trumas Hadeshen, as he explains. When it says in the pasuk avodas matana, So though literally the translation might be, it's a gift of Avodah that Hashem gave, but the way the Gemara is translating is that it's some, if it's an Avodah of Matana, the service of giving something to the, to doing and putting on the Mizbeach, those are things that would have to be with Kahuna, and if a Zar does, it'll be Chayv Misa. But V'loya B'desiluk. That's excluding a removal, not a giving, not a Matana. That is, if you remove something from the Mizbeach, for example, Trumas Adeshim, which is a removal, on that one will not be Chayv Misa if he's a Zar. And that's again the reason for Rav's opinion. Another term in the Pasuk is, it says Vavadetem, that you should do the Avodah. Now the term Vavadetem is a contraction of Avadetam. You should make sure that you should be doing a complete Avodah, which tells us Avodah Tama, a complete Avodah, which it completes and finalizes that whole service that you're doing, and that's something that a Zar does to be Chayvim Misam. But not for a service that has another service that's coming after it. For example, slaughtering the animal, transporting the blood, accepting the blood, where then at the end of that process, the last thing of the slaughtering, all of it leads towards the Zrika of throwing the blood. That's what ends it. However, Zrika is the last avoided by the blood. And that's why we said Zrika would be one of the four that Azar would be Chayv Misa. So too, regarding Haktara, burning by the fistful of the mincha and of the limbs and of the different fats, the last thing of that thing is the burning. So burning will also be the second of the four things. Same thing applies with the pouring of the wine throughout the year and the pouring of the water on the Yom Tov Sukkos. They are the end result of all the processes. So therefore, they have both criteria, which is an avodah of matana of giving, not taking, because removal, as we said by Trumas Adeshim, that's why Rav holds, will not be included, because the pasuk tells us that it has to be something of avodah of matana, and it also has to be avodah tam, it has to be avodah tama, it has to be the end of the process, not shchita, kabbalah, halacha, the last one, like zrika, and therefore it's only those four and no other ones. Now, what's the understanding of a Levi? What does Levi do? L'chaira, Rav seems to be correct in his interpretation of the pasuk, and it's only avodah of matana of giving, not of siluk of removal, like trumas adeshim, should not be chayv misa. But Levi holds that one is Chayiv Misa. So he says, Rabbi Rachmana l'chol devar ha-mizbeach. The Torah has a ribuy, an inclusionary criteria, of including even an avodah of removal, not just an avodah of matan. And that is, if at least if it's an avodah tama, if it finishes off that avodah, for example, Trumas Adeshin, although it's not a matan, it's a siluk, but it's the last one in its process. So that's what's being included in the extra words of the pasuk of l'chol devar ha-mizbeach for all the things that are related to mizbeach, which would say that Trumas Adeshin is also related to the Mizbeach, and then even though it's not Avodah of Matana, one would be Chayv Misa if he's a Zar and he does Avodah. Now the Gemara says, V'Rav, what does Rav do with that extra word L'chol Devar Mizbeach? Because he holds that Trumas Adeshin, which is Siluk, is not included in the Chayv Misa. He says that Avodah's Matana excludes Avodah of Siluk. So what does he do with the extra Ribuy of L'chol Devar Mizbeach? Ha'hula Suyeh, that comes to include something else. Sheva Hazoyis Shebefnim, that includes the seven different sprays that are done inside the Beis HaMikdash, which is thrown by the area of the Pareches, by the curtain that separates the Heichel and the Kachi Kachim, from different Karbanas like the Par Helam Davar, the Par Mashiach, the Par of Yom Kippurim. So that includes those seven sprays. And Veshebe Mitzayra, and the spraying by the Mitzayra, where they spray from the lug of oil that's in the Heichel. As the Pasuk says, Mikri Dalad Behizim and Hashem and Boy, they would throw it from the oil with his finger, where I would have thought that they would not be included, because they're not Dvar HaMizbeach. They're not things that are done with the Mizbeach, by the Pareches or by the Mitzayra. And that's why Levi's saying, that's why Rav says that you need to have the extra L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, to say that everything, not only specifically Dvar Mizbeach, but anything related to these things that are like the things that are done by the Mizbeach, which includes this things that are done by the Pareches, and with the Mitzvah, that if a Zar does it, he'll be Chayv Misa on that, but not to include something of Siluk, because Avodah Matana already excludes it, but only Matana and Tama. It's just that those things are not like Dvar Mizbeach per se, because they're by the Pareches and the Mitzvah, that's why I have to include it with L'chol Dvar Mizbeach. Now, Valevi, however, he learns all of them from these words, L'chol Devar Mizbeach. He learns what he said regarding Trumas Adeshin, that even that you'll be Chayv. And for what Rav is saying, you're learning it from those words of the seven Hazois inside and of the Bnei Tzaira. And the reason is because Nafki Lemi Davar, first of all, he learns from the term Davar, in other words, from the words Devar Mizbeach itself are extra words. And from that, he learns out to include everything related to Mizbeach, even a void of Silik, not just a void of Matana. And then, B'chol Davar, he also learns from the extra word of Lakol, which that's what Rav was using, but Levi's using both Dvar Mizbeach and Lakol Dvar Mizbeach, which from that Lakol includes also the Sheva Hazoyis HaPanimius and the Hazoyis on the Mitzrayah to say that all of those Azar, if he does, is going to be Chayv Misa. However, Rav, Davar, V'chol Davar Loi Darsh, he doesn't hold in this context that Lachoil is separated from Dvar Mizbeach. Lachoil is what's the necessary word, but it's only in context of Lachol Dvar Mizbeach, and hence it's not coming to include two things, only one thing, and therefore Rav says including the Sheva Azoyis HaPanimius and the Mitzrayah, but not coming to include the Trumas Hadeshen, because again, that's already excluded from Avodas Matana, and of giving, of putting, but not an Avodah of Siluk, of removing. So again, that was the Machlokes, and this was the understanding of how to define the Pasuk, what is the criteria for Zari Chayv Misa on, if it's like Rav or Levi, if there's going to be Chayv Misa Bazar, if he does the Avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen. Now the Gemara asks a question according to Levi's opinion. That Levi said there's going to be Chayv Misa even with Trumas Hadeshen. The Gemara asks as follows. The Ema, let's say, in the understanding of the Pasuk, when it says L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, it says for anything that applies to the Mizbeach, that's a klal. That's a general statement, including it's an umbrella of a category of everything that's on the Mizbeach. However, then Avodas Matana, that's Prat. Then when it says not just any Avoida, but rather an Avoida of giving, that's a specification. Now we know from the Midah Shatar in the Jeshus Ben that Klal or Prat, when the first says a general statement, and then it says a specific, Eim B'chlal Ela Masha B'Prat. It tells us that in the general category, those halachas only apply as it is what applies by the specific, which would mean, avoidas matana in, that only would a zar b'chayv misa, if it's an avoida of applying, of application, an avoida siluk loy, but not an avoida of removal. And therefore the Gemara's question is, that trumas hadeshen, a zar should not be chayv misa on, because it should, yes, although l'chal dvar mizbeach is including things, but it shouldn't include trumas hadeshen, because it should be in the format of prat, of klal prat, which is, and just like that prat is avodah matana, so to all that are being included in the klal should only be avodah matana, and which excludes the trumas hadeshen, not like Levi's opinion. So that the Gemara answers no. Amar Krah, because the pasuk says, and we continue on to Amud Beis, it says in between ulemi veis laparechis vavaditem. It says in between the klal that we're talking about dvar mizbeach and the prat of avodah matana, there are other words there that it says not only l'chol dvar mizbeach, but also what's done inside of the pareches, and that deal you'll do the avoida. What that means is what Levi's answering is that yes, although there is a klal prat, but there's two klalim in a sense. There's the klal of chol dvar mizbeach, whatever's done outside of the mizbeach, and there's another klal of whatever's done inside of the pareches. You'll do the avoida, and then it says a specific afterwards of a prat of avoidas matana, which he says el mi beis la pareches hu da avoidas matana. The prat, the qualification of that specification of avodas matana, that it's only chayv if it's an application, not a removal, that's going only on what's inside the pareches. There's two areas, essentially, the pasuk's talking about. Dvar mizbeach, which is outside in the azara, and then whatever's inside of the kachi kachim, which is mibes la pareches v'adatem. So the Gemara's question was that the klal of the dvar mizbeach should be defined by the prat. And that Levi's answering, no. That's not, there's a prat, there's a klal, then there's another klal, and only on that klal, which comes after that, is what the prat is qualifying. And that klal is going on what's inside the pareches. Yes, what's inside the kachi kachim, the holiest of holies, there is what the pasuk tells you it has to be only an avodah of application. For example, the sprayings that are done between the poles of the aron on Yom Kippurim and the putting of the ketores on the fire, where those are avodahs of giving, v'loy avoida silik, and that is whereas inside the kachi kachim, where if a zar did an avoida of removal, for example, if he went and removed the spoon and the shovel that the kohen gadol would bring in the ketores in Kippurim, and he would put it between the bottom, between the poles of the aron, and then he would take it out, that if a zar did the removal inside the kachi kachim, yes, there is where I agree that you're only going to be chayav avoida matana of putting it in, but not avoida of removal. Habachot, however, regarding outside, in other words, regarding the first part of the pasuk, l'chol dvar mizbeach, there the prat's not going on. There, afil avoida silug, there even if avoida of removal, as we said from the Ribuy of L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, that specifically the word Dvar HaMizbeach comes to include anything that applies to the Mizbeach, which is even the removal, like Trumas HaDeshen, and that's why Levi still holds, he maintains that Trumas HaDeshen, you would still be Chayiv, because although, yes, you should say Klal Prat, but that's going Klal Prat of inside the Kachi Kachim, the Mibes L'Pareches V'Avadetem. But regarding the beginning of the Pasuk, that's interposed between the two of them. The Prat's not qualifying that. And therefore, that would be Chayiv, even an Avodah of Silik, not an Avodah of Matana. But based on this answer, the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that is the case, that you're answering that it should be Klal Prat, but only on the second half of the Pasuk, with that Klal Prat, but not the first Klal, then Vavadatem Nami, then when the Pasuk says, which is the other two of the criteria, that not only that it has to be Avodah Matana, as Rav had pointed out, that it has to be that of application and not of removal, but there was another one of that has to be a complete Avodah, and not the beginning or somewhere along the process, then that should also be only El Mibes L'Pareches Hu Avodah Tama. That should also only be qualifying the words that come right before it, which are, you only need to have an Avodah Tama, a complete Avodah, which means the end of the line process, only inside the Holiest of Holies. For example, putting the Keteris, the incense, on the fire, which that finishes off that process. And V'lei Avodah She'echareha Avodah. And that is inside the Kach HaKachim, that Azar would not be Chayiv if you're doing an Avodah that has another Avodah afterwards, where, for example, if he's transporting this the ladle and the shovel, which still has the taking the fistful the of the k'tiris inside his hand and doing the akhtara, so therefore that wouldn't be the end. Yes, I agree that should be the halacha, that it can't be, that it has to be the avodah tama inside the kach kachim. But habachos, but if it was done outside, which is, let's say, the first half of the pasuk alachad var mizbeach, then afil avodah she'echar avodah, then even if it's an avodah that has another avodah afterwards, it should still be chayiv for Zar. He should be chayiv misa if he does it. Because just like we answered regarding the two criteria that Rav had pointed out, of avadatem, that has to be avodah tama, and of the other one, that has to be avodah matana, not an avodah of siluk. So just like you say, legabe avodah matana, that's going on back on what's right before it, which is l'mebes l'pareches, so to vavadatem, that has to be the last of the processes, should also only be going back and qualifying what says before it of l'mebes l'pareches. But regarding the beginning of the pasuk of l'chol dvar mizbeach, which anything outside of the area of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning in other words, things that are done in the Azar and the courtyard, should be chayiv, just like you said, not only if it's an avodah of siluk, and it doesn't have to be avodah matana, so too, even if it's somewhere along the process, and not just avodah tama. Why would it be any different? So that the Gemara answers then, no, that's different, because when it says in the Pasuk, it says, Vavadetem. Hadir Arvekra, the Pasuk then goes back and mixes back that qualification of Avodah Tama, not only on the words before it, but even on the Avodah of the Mizbeach, of the Azara, that's before that. And that is because regarding the Avodah Tama, the Vav, that is a connector that comes to say that not only is it going back on Meperechas, but even back on L'chol Dvar Mizbeach. But regarding Avodah Matana, it has to be only application. That doesn't go back on the Chol Dvar Mizbeach before. It only goes back on the Pareches, because there it doesn't have a Vav. And therefore it's not and, as if there's something also that was beforehand. Therefore that's where Levi makes that discrepancy, where he says that there's two qualifications. One of them, I agree with Rav, that goes on even outside in the Azor, Chol Dvar Mizbeach, that of Avodah Tama, because there's a Vav. When there's no Vav, it's only qualifying what's right before it of the Mibes L'Pareches. But regarding the Azara, there would be no Chiv of Avodah Matana. It could even be Avodah Silik, and that's why Yechayiv Misa, if Azar does the Avodah of the Trumas HaDeshen, which is Avodah of Silik. Now the Gemara wants to qualify this opinion of Levi. And that is because so far, in the opinion of Levi, where he differentiates regarding this criteria of Avodah Matana, He changes, it depends. If it's in the Kachi Kachim, then it has to be Avodah Matana, not an Avodah of Siluk, because it was only qualifying what was said before it, Mibes L'Pareches. Outside in the Zara in the courtyard, there doesn't have to be Avodah Matana. Even Avodah of Siluk, you're going to be Chayiv. But by Rava, Avodah Siluk Behechel Mahu. What's the halacha if you're doing an Avodah Tama, which everyone agrees, no matter where it's being done, it has to be, because there's a Vav there, has to be the last of the processes. But let's say you're in the Heichel, in the sanctuary, where you're doing, let's say, the Dishun of the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah, which is you clear out the ashes of the golden Mizbech that's inside the Heichel and of the Menorah. According to Levi, what would be the halacha And that is because he didn't speak about the Hechel, which is between the Azara and the Kachik Kachim. And that is, Lefnim Medaminenle, do we compare it to the Kachik Kachim? Where there he said that if it's going to be an Avodah of Siluk, one would actually be Potter, because there it says the criteria that it has to be Avodah Zmatana. Or maybe we compare the Hechel to the Dvar Mizbeach, to what's outside in the Azara, and that there Levi holds that one would be Chayv, because there it doesn't have the qualifying feature of the Halacha of Avodah Zmatana. So the question is, which one is the Hechel, because he didn't speak about that. Right? The Gemara says, Hada Pashta. Then Rav resolved this question, that Mi Bayis Uli Mi Bayis. And that is, what his diuk was, that in the Pasuk it should have said, Mi Beis La Pareches. That from what's within the pareches, in other words, in the kachik kachim, that's where we have the qualifying feature of avodas matana. But it says ulimi beis la pareches, which that extra ulimi, like another, and also it's coming to include something else that's like what's inside the kachik kachim, to say that the heichel has the same halacha, and hence Levi would hold that one would be pater on avoda of siluk, because there inside the kachik kachim he agrees to Rav that it has to be on avodas of matana. And it wouldn't be enough with an avodah of siluk. Now the Gemara asks as follows: Elamiyata. But now that we said that one thing it has to be an avodah of matana. And although the opinion of Levi is that if it's going to be an avodah of siluk, one is going to be pater. The halacha is regarding the heichel. We just resolved based on what Rava had asked that a zar in the heichel has the same halacha like a zar in the kachakachim, in lefnai v'lefnim. And that is, if you do at least an avoida of matana, one is going to be chayiv if it's an avoida tam. In other words, basically, if you have both criteria that's necessary for which Levi is the same as Rav, inside the kachakachim. So now, if you have a inside the heichel, and you have both criteria when you're doing this avoida, if it's a zar, avoida matana and avoida of tama, so then zar shesidr, if a non-kayin prepares the bread as a shulchan on the shulchan l'chayiv, he should be chayiv misa, and that is because you're having it an avodah tama. It's the last of the process he's putting on the bread, and it's also an avodah of matana. So you have both halachas, which that for sure, at least in the heichel, is the same as inside lefnei v'lefnim, which that's what we just resolved, that it's the same halacha, and it has to have both criteria. But it has both criteria. So why did we say that there's only going to be four avodahs and nothing more? But here we have another avodah of putting the bread on the table, which should also be mechayiv azar misa if he does it. So that the Gemara answers, no. Iker sid b'zichin. There is another avodah that comes after putting the bread on the shulchan, which is preparing the spoons of the frankincense, as the pasuk says, v'nasata al marechas lavoy nezaka. So therefore, it's not an avodah tama. Yes, it's matana. You're giving. It has to be matana, as we said, heichel is the same as lefnaiv lefnim, which has to be the qualification of avodah matana, and we have that. But we don't have the vavadatem, because it's not the end of the process. So then the Gemara is fine, but sidr bezichin l'chayev. Again, why is there only four, or maybe five, v'trumas hadesh, but there should be, for sure, another one of putting on the bezichin, the spoons of frankincense, because that is the end of the avodah of preparing the shulchan with the breads and the levaina. And that the Gemara says, no, because ikas siluk v'haktara. That's not the end when you put the spoon on, because there's still the removal of the spoons and actually burning them, because the next week is when it ends, when you remove it, and then you makter the bezichin. But when you're putting on this week, that's not the end of it. So therefore, it's not avodah tama. So therefore, that would not be enough for zar to be chayiv misa by putting on the spoons of the frankincense. So now the Gemara goes to a different question. Zar shesid de es ha-menoyra l'chayiv. However, a zar that prepares the menoyra, he should be chayiv. And that is because every morning they would take off the actual place where the oil and the wicks would go in from the golden menorah, and they would clean out the cups to take out the ashes, and then they would put it back in. Now, putting those cups back in is an avodah of matana. You're putting it back and you're putting it there, and if one is zara, he should be chayiv misa. So that the Gemara says, no, because it's not going to be avodah tama, because it can nesin as psila. After putting the clean cups back in, you still have to put the wick in. So the Gemara says, fine, nesin psila l'chayiv. But putting in the wick should be an avodah of matana. And again, we're talking about the heichel here, which we're saying is the same as the kachik kachim, which you have to have both criteria of avodah matana and avodah tama. But l'chayiv, by putting the wick in, you have both now avodah matana and avodah tama. On that, the Gemara says that it can nesin the shemen. No, putting the wick is also not the end, because after you put in the wick, you have to put in the oil. So Gemara is fine. Nesin shemen l'chayiv. putting in the oil should be an avodah matana, and it's the end. That's the avodah tama. And the Gemara says, no, because ikad laka, then you still have to light it. So the Gemara's fine. Hidlik l'chayv, lighting the menorah, if a zar does, it should be chayv misa. And if that would be the case, why do we say only four things of the zrika and aktara and the nisach yayin and nisach hamayim? There's another one here of lighting the menorah. But the Gemara answers, because although that's following the last one, but hadlaka lav avodah. Lighting the menorah is not considered an avodah. So yes, it might be tama, it might be matana, but it's not an avodah. Not the Gemara's v'loy. Is it really true that lighting the menorah is not an avodah, and therefore if a zar does, he's not chayv misa? But by the time we learn the brisa, it says in the pasuk v'yikra, v'nasnu v'nei Aharon hakoyin eish al mizbeach, that the children of Aharon hakoyin should put the fire on the mizbeach, v'orchu eitzam al eish, and they should prepare the wood on the fire. Now, what that teaches, what does it mean they should prepare the wood on the fire? Limud al atzasis alisa teaches regarding the lighting of the small little twigs of wood, that if, let's say, they had to light up the one of the marochas, one of the fires that there were a few different fires on the mizbeach. For example, let's say it was about to go out, and it was all burnt up, and they're going to light it up, so they take a few chips of wood to light it up. Shalaitehei ela b'koyin kasher. This teaches, as it says, it has to be b'nei Aaron ha'koyin that have to light the fire, that it has to be with a kasher, a koyin, u'b'chli sharis, and it has to be that the koyin's wearing his big de kahuna. And that is, if it's a kohen headgear, he has to be wearing his four garments. If it's a kohen gold, he has to be wearing his eight garments. As it says in the pasuk, hakohanim, or wherever it says b'nei Aaron hakohanim, it means in their kohuna, in their status of kohuna, that is when they wear their big day kohuna. And therefore you see that lighting a fire of one of the avodas is considered an avoda. So therefore, although it's very easy, you just light it, and therefore you want to say it's not an avoda, but lighting a menorah, but you see clearly, by lighting the fire of mizbech, it is considered avoda. So the Gemara differentiates and says, Hatzasas alisa avodah, you're right. Lighting the twigs of wood to light the fire, that is an avodah, and therefore that requires a kohen with his big de kohuna. Hadlaka lav avodah, however, lighting the menorah is not considered an avodah. Now the reason is, the Tosfos Yeshanim says, is because lighting the menorah, the wick would flame up right away, hence you're not really doing anything. But lighting the twig to light up the fire, you needed a big fire to burn the kabbanis, that was something of, it was an action. It required somewhat of a process, and therefore that was considered an avodah, and hence that required a kain, in contrast to lighting the menorah, which in actuality, although that was the end of the process, was not an avodah, and therefore there was no other avodahs that we wanted to include in the four things that we said, that if a zar does, it'll be chayv misa. Now the Gemara asks in general, now, ilam yata. Now that again that we have generalized these two criteria for the Zara to be Chayiv Misa, there was some Achlikis, is it only in Lefnei V'Lefnim, as Levi said, or as like Rav said, that it's both criteria are even for the outside, for what's in the Azara, but we said that it has to be an Avodah Tama and an Avodah of Matan. It has to be the end of the process, and it has to be an act of application, not of removal, and then if a Zara does that, Avodah will be Chayiv Misa. And that we only ended up with four, maybe five Avodahs. But now the Gemara asks, based on this, Zarsha Sides Amarocha, if a non-kohen prepares the Marocha, the part of the woods that are on the Mizbech, L'chayiv, he should be Chayiv, because he's doing Matan, he's putting something, he's applying something, and it's also the end of preparing that Marocha. On that the Gemara answers, no, Ika Sidish Negizri Eitzim. There was another process after that, which the Gemara learns out later on, the Chavov Mabez from Pesukim, which after he prepared the Marocha, they would put on another two logs of wood. So the Gemara says, fine, but Siddush Negizaren Leichayev. But if the Zar does the two logs of wood, that should be a giving and the end, and hence that should have also been counted in Avodis, the Zar would be Chayv Misan. Now the Gemara answers, no, Ikar Sidei Varm, it's still not the end. Because after you make the actual Marocha, you have to still put on the limbs on top of it, of the carbon tumid. And that's all part of the Seder, the organization of that power of putting on the limbs. And that the Gemara asks on that, but V'omer Vasim Rabbi Yechanan Azar Shes Sidush Negizri Eitzim Chayiv. But Rabbi Yechanan says clearly that Azar, a non-kohen that actually does prepare the two logs of wood, he is Chayiv. And you see that obviously he holds that it is Avodah Tama and it is Avodah of Matana. So what are we saying that it's going to be not the end because you still have to put on the limbs? So the Gemara says B'ha Pligi that this is a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, and that is what is a machlekes. Mar Savar, that is Rabbi Yechanan, held that the organization of the two logs of wood is Avodah Tamahi. It is the end of the process because it concludes the making of the par. Now, the putting of the limbs is beginning a new Seder, although it's on top of there, but it's a new organization, it's a new Aveda, and hence, that's why he held a Zar that does it would be Chayiv Misa. Umarsav, however, Rav held the Lav Aveda Tami, no, the putting of the Shnei Gezrei Etzim is not the end of the process, it's not the conclusion, because it is considered one organization, one Seder, and therefore it's not over until you put on the limbs, and that's why if a Zar does it, he would be Potter. Now the Gemara goes back to this machlekes that we had mentioned that started off this sugya on Omid Aleph regarding the Trumas Hadeshen. And that is, we have Tanya Kavasei de Rav, we have a Brice that supports Rav that a Zar, if he does the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen, would be Potter from Misa. And Tanya Kavasei de Levi, we have a Brice that supports Levi that says one would be Chayiv Misa if he does the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen. So first the Gemara says Tanya Kavasei de Rav. We have a Brice that says, like Rav, that a Zar is Potter if he does the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen. That is, it says, Avoidis Shazar Chayiv Alei Misa. Here the Braisik says, these are the Avoidis that if a Zar does them, is Chayiv Misa. And they are, Zrikas Dam, throwing of the blood. Now, that would mean a general, as it is on the Mizbeach, which is outside in the Azar. Bein Lefnim, or whether even if it's inside in the Heichal, if someone's throwing on the area of the Pareches, or Bein Lefnaiv Lefnim, or even inside the Kachay Kachim, which is when the blood is thrown on Yom Kippurim between the Badim of the Aron. The Hamaze, or included in this category of Zrika, is someone that sprays Bechatas Oif by an Oif Chatas, which is there in the Pasuk. It says that the blood applications of a bird that's a Chatas is with throwing the blood, is spraying it, as the Pasuk says in Yikra, hey, Vehiza Midam Chatas al Kir Mizbeach. They would throw the blood of the Chatas on the wall of the Mizbeach. Or similarly, Vahamematze, if someone squeezes it out, that is, by an oilas ha'if, it's different than the chatas ha'if. Where there the pasuk says mitzuya, squeezing. That is, first he does malika, he cuts off the head and he sacrifices on mizbeach. And it says v'nimtza damai al kir ha'mizbeach, that he squeezes out the blood on the wall of mizbeach. So if someone does that, or v'hamakter, and regarding the oilas ha'if, because since the oil is totally sacrificed, so if he sacrifices, if he burns, but oilas ha'if, by the oilas ha'if, so these were the two categories so far of. Now we said there's four avodas, the Azar B'chayv and the Misam, which is Zrika, which includes all those Zrika and the Mitzvah, and Haktara, which as we just said, Vahmakta, B'Elas Aiv, and Vahamanasech, as someone that pours Shleishis Lugin Mayim, Vishleish Lugin Yain, which are the other two that we spoke about, pouring the three Lugin of water and the three Lugin of wine, which that's the least amount of Nesachim, which would be considered an avodah, which are, there's the Revias Ahin that's worked with a Keves. So those are the avodas that a Zar, if he does, he b'chayv Misa. Now it only mentioned four, whereas Trumas Hadeshen, it doesn't say. And therefore that's like Rav, who says that Trumas Hadeshen, a Zar, from that omission, we see that the Brice agrees to him that a Zar that does Trumas Hadeshen would be Potter from Misa. Tani Kavasei de Levi, however, there's a Brice that says, like Levi, that a Zar that does Trumas Hadeshen would be chayv Misa, because the Brice says, avodas Shazar chayv alei Misa, these are the avodas that if a Zar does, he's chayv Misa. The first one is exactly like Levi right away. Hameir Mesadeshin. If someone, a non-Kohen, does Trumas Hadeshen, so we see clearly right away that the Brice is saying like Levi, that for that you'll be Chayiv Misa. V'sheva hazoy shebefnim, and the seven sprays that are done inside for the different paris that are done inside in the Heichel. V'sheva mitzayra, and the sprays that are done on the mitzayra. V'hamal agabim mizbeach, and anyone that brings things on top of the mizbeach. Bein dever kosher, bein dever pasul, whether there are things that are kosher or whether even if they're karbanos that are pasul. However, it has to be a karban pasul that became invalidated when it was already sanctified. Where there's halacha that psulim b'kodesh, the halacha is in olu l'yerdu, if they're elevated, if they're brought onto the tamas bech, then they don't come down. And that's why, after the fact, it's considered like a haktara, like a full-fledged avodah, and therefore if a Zar does it, he's going to be chayiv misa. And again, so therefore we have a brisa supporting both opinions in this machlokes, Rav and Levi, if a Zar does the Trumas Hadeshen, if he's going to be chayiv misa or not. Now the Bach adds the following words that are a quote from our Mishnah, because now the Gemara is going to go and continue discussing our Mishnah, that says, Arba piyasas hayisham b'chulu, that there were four different lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash, and this was the first of the four, again, which was regarding the avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Gemara asked the following question. Loma mafisin, why do we do lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara retorts, Loma mafisin, are you asking why do we do a lottery by the Trumas Hadeshen? What do you mean, Kedam Marin? That's like what we said. We already explained that they came to fight and someone got injured, and therefore we made a lottery out of it, or if they got there even. But what is your question? Why they make lotteries? Ella, rather, the Gemara explains. The question was, of course we know why there's a lottery, because they were coming to fight, but rather, Lama mafisin v'chezin mafisin was the question. Why do we make lotteries, and then again make a lottery, and then again make a lottery? In other words, the Mishnah told us that they gathered four different times to do lotteries throughout the day in the Beis HaMikdash. As the Mishnah tells us, the question of the Gemara is, let them get together one time, and in that one time, decide for the rest of the day what Navaid is it going to be. Why do they have to regather again and again, four different times, to make the lotteries? Do it in one shot. On that, Rabbi Yechanan says, K'dei lahargish kol hazar, so that there should be a lot of excitement and a tumult inside the area of the Beis HaMikdash, that everyone should hear all the excitement many times, every time, it's, which is a great honor for the king. That's why we continued it many different times throughout the day, to make a commotion, that everyone should come and there should be a lot of excitement. Something like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Asher yachtev nam tiksoy, that together we will take sweet counsel, in the house of God, we will walk with excitement, with emotion. That's why they did a lot of different times. It should be the excitement, again, a pump. You know, in other words, oh, they're going to do the raffle again, and everyone comes running, and there's a lot of excitement. So now the Gemara asks the following question. What were the Kahanim wearing when they went to gather around to do the lottery? Were they wearing their big day chayil, their regular weekday clothing that they didn't wear in the Beis HaMikdash? Or were they already wearing their big day kodesh? So this is a machlokes, and the Gemara will explain the opinions for both. Rav Nachman Amar b'big day chayil, he says they were wearing their unconsecrated garments. Rav Sheshes Amar b'big day kodesh, they were wearing their big day kohuna. The Gemara explains what would be the difference of these opinions. So Rav Nachman Amar b'big day chayil, Rav Nachman says they were wearing their weekday, their unconsecrated garments. And then the one that won the lottery, that merited to do that avodah, that he would take off his big dechal and put on his big dekaidish. And he explains why. Tiyamid be big dekaidish, because if you said that when they would all do the lottery, they would all be wearing their big dekaidish already. Ika bali zroyis, the chamsi vavdi. Then there would be these people that would be these arrogant people that would push people aside. And they would go ahead and grab away the avodah, even though they didn't merit it, because they're already wearing the big dekaidish. And say, no, I'm going to do it. And would go and run and do it before the other person. So we don't want them to be wearing that big dekaidish to say that they could just run and do it. Therefore, everyone's wearing the big dechayil. He's not going to go ahead and lie and cheat till he gets dressed and changes. If someone won the lottery, he's going to let him win the lottery. But if he's already wearing big dekaidish, we're afraid that he's going to steal that avodah. Rav Sheshes Amar b'big dekaidish. Rav Sheshes, no. They were all wearing the big dekaidish because he has a concern the other way around. Diyamet b'big dechayil, because if you would say they were all wearing their unconsecrated clothing, not the big dekuna. But agav chavivuse mikrav avdi. But since of the great desire of the one who won the lottery, he says, yeah, I could do this avodah, he would quickly run, and he would forget, he would still be wearing his big dechayil, and therefore we're concerned that that might happen, so therefore we have them all wearing the big dechayidish already, so therefore even if he runs to do it, he's already wearing his big dechayidish. Now Amar Nachman says, minah minaloy, says, from where do I know this, that they were all wearing their big dechayil, although I have a good svara, but where do I have a proof for this, that they're wearing their unconsecrated garments, and then only the one that won would then switch into his big dekaidish. Did not like we learn the Mishnah Masechet Tamid says misarun lachazanin. They would then hand over the kahanim to the attendants. V'hoyim afshitu nice and esbig day. And then after the lottery, they would take off their clothing. V'lohoyim anichan alein ele mechnasayim avan. They would only leave on the kahanim the pants that they were wearing. Now we continue the tavav chafei amarav. So he says, now my lav. Now, who are we talking about after the lottery that they would only leave on the pants in the process of changing the clothing into the other articles of clothing? Must be, we're talking about the one that won the lottery. And what does that mean? Because obviously when they did the lottery, they were all wearing the big dechal, and therefore he had to change it now before there was an attendant that would help the count get dressed, because it had to be just so, that he had to help him now to go do that avodah. So therefore you see a proof that they did the lottery in their weekday clothing. I'm Rav Hunda by Yehuda, Rav Sheshes. He says, no, loy. To the contrary, ba'isin shaloy zachlefais. There it must be talking about the Mishnah Masechet Tamid that it's talking about those that did not merit, in other words, that did not win the lottery. And that is because, to the contrary, they were all wearing big day kaidish. And now that they didn't win the lottery, they have to go ahead and take off their big day kaidish to put on their big day chayil. As the Gemara says, because hachanam is tabit, actually, to the contrary, it makes sense that they're wearing kaidish and we're taking off everyone else's big day kaidish to put on their big dechel. Because the isa gedaitech ba'isin shazach lefais, if it would be like you're trying to say, Rav Nachman, to prove that it's the one that won the lottery, and that what you would be explaining is that we're taking off his weekday garments and then we're putting on his big day kaidish. Now, when it says, lo hoyamanichan alein, ele mechnasayim bavad, that we only left on him his pants, what that would sound, what that would mean according to your interpretation, means that he was wearing weekday garments like everyone else doing the lottery. So we would leave on his weekday pants. And obviously what that means is that we would dress him with big day kodesh, even though he was still wearing his weekday pants. And then only afterwards would we remove his unconsecrated pants. And then we would put on his mechnesayim of kodesh. So that means to say you would first, they would take off all his weekday clothing, leave on just his pants, because that's what the words sound like, and then put on his kodesh, all the other things, his tunic and his mitznefes, and then they would put on his pants at the end. But for time, when the braisa, the minayin shelo yehid davar kodem lemechnesayim, that no other big day kodesh should come before the holy pants, the pants of the big day kohuna. Tamaloyme, that's what the pasuk teaches. Meyikra umichnesi vadiya basari, like we learned earlier, that the linen pants should be on his flesh. That is, his flesh, when he's naked, when he's not wearing anything, the first thing should be his pants. And therefore, obviously, this Mishnah Masechta Tumah is not like you, because it's clearly going on the other Kahanim that were removing their Big Day Kodesh and then putting on their Big Day Chayil because we did the lottery with Big Day Kodesh. Because if it would say like you that we do the lottery with Big Day Chayil, so then if you're interpreting the words, it says they would remove their garments, leave on just a Mechnesayim, and then what? And then put on Big Day Kodesh, and then change the pants last. But how could you change the pants last to put on Big Day Kodesh like you were trying to say? The pants have to come first. So obviously it's not like Rav Nachman. To the contrary, that they obviously did the lottery with Kodesh and not Chil. However, the Gemara says, V'idach, Rav Nachman would tell you that, Holei Kasha, that's not a difficulty. Because Hachik Tani, this is how you should learn the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid. It means, Ad she'odin alein Big Day Chil, that while there still were his weekday garments on them, because yes, they did a lottery weekday garments, Ma'bishan Eisen Michnase Kodesh, that first they would put him on his pants of the Big Day Kahuna, so that later he should not be left naked when they're taking off the rest of his weekday clothing. Then Vahoyim Avshitin Eisen Big Day Chal, then they would remove the rest of his weekday garments. Then what we said, that when we said that we only left his pants on and then we put on his Big Day Kodesh, we only left on his Michnasay of Kodesh already, because that was the first thing on, because we knew we have to undress him. We don't want him to be naked without wearing anything. So what we do is that when he was still wearing his long shirt, when he was wearing everything, we switched his pants. So he was already wearing his Michnasay Kodesh, and that would stay on already. Then we take off all his clothing, and then we put on the rest of his Michnasay Kodesh, and therefore that works out, even according to Rav Nachman, as the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid would be saying that they did the pious in the Big Day Chayil, and that is, they had first put on his Michnasay Kodesh, and then removed all his weekday clothing, and therefore when it says that the only thing left was his pants, meant the Michnasay of Kodesh, and therefore it works, the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, even according to Rav Nachman.